Sempre pa' calare del mano bene. Se ci picchia quando si è pa' calare, picchia me. Oh mamma, zoom, zoom, baccalà. Oh mamma. And boy, the baccalà's out there again, boy. Yep. Bad baccalà. It's gone bad. Whew. Anyway, this is Gerald Celente. And it's Trends This Week on Progressive Radio Network. Yep. PRN, giving you news and information that could inform, enlighten, help, and inspire. Unlike the mainstream media, news you can't use. And I read a lot of information. And every day I get The Financial Times, New York Times, Wall Street Journal delivered the hard copy papers, and of course go all over the world with the news and information out there that I need to learn about so that I could understand the trends that are developing. So I read and learn, but no more. There's nothing to learn about when I pick up The New York Times. They call themselves the paper of record. For me, they're the toilet paper of record, because they're not worth anything anymore. I read these things. What am I learning? How is this going to give me any value? And so Progressive Radio Network is filled with news, information, and people that provide the kind of research and data that you could listen to and learn from. And of course, take it or leave it. And that's the motto of the Trends Journal, by the way. Think for yourself. I'm tired of these people telling me what to do, how to do it. Poof, what a joke. It's a magazine that you read and you learn from. You read and learn, read and learn. And so Progressive Radio Network, you listen and learn. And I'm very, very pleased to be on here and thank Gary Null and all his staff for all that they do to give so much to so many. As you well know, going back a number of months ago, actually September, October, November, December, 3 months ago, to date, yep, when I first came back 3 months ago to put Trends in the News back on, the trend alert we sent out that day we warned of an economic 9/11. That's right. An economic 9/11. This is 2 days before the markets peaked. 2 days before they peaked. Everybody thought they were going to go up. We said, nah, they're on their way down. And down they've gone since then. The Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500. All down over 10% in correction territory. Yeah, they're moving up a little bit today. They're waiting to see what the Fed is going to do later today. Are they going to raise interest rates another time? They're expected to raise them by a quarter of a point. We'll know later on. But will they put out a dovish message and say, we're not going to raise them that much next year? You go back to September, it was a sure shot. They were going to raise them three times in 2019 and maybe even four. And now the bet's against it because the global economy is slowing down. Take a trip to China. Yep. Look what's going on over there. No, they just came out their retail sales. Worst numbers in 15 years. Auto sales, the biggest slump since 1990s. Luxury goods, housing, the thing is slowing down. Take a trip to Europe. Another slowdown. Japan. Third quarter GDP, negative 2.5%. This is Japan, one of the biggest economies in the world. As I mentioned, the importance about news and information that helps you learn about the trends shaping the future. You look at the current events forming future trends, and you can see where they're going. Stock market decline deepens. Now, that must be ancient history. Now, that was Tuesday, December 18th, reporting on Monday's stocks. S&P 500, NASDAQ, Dow Industrial fell more than 7.5% this month alone. This month alone, by the way, if it keeps going the way it's going, it'll be the worst December since the Great Depression, 1931. But here's what they say. December's stock market rout deepened Monday as a broad sell-off sparked by fears ranging from this week's Federal Reserve meeting to the continuing U.S.-China trade dispute threatens to leave all three major U.S. stock indexes down for 2018. It has nothing to do with trade and tariff. Those Chinese aren't buying those luxury goods, not buying those cars, and slumping retail sales. Oh, and the Shanghai Composite Index down over 25%. That's deep in bull territory, bear territory. Not because of tariffs and trade wars. You add up all of Trump's tariffs, it comes to the grand total of, you ready? That's hitting China and bringing down their economy, 0.7%. It doesn't even add up. So it's just a lot of BS. What's bringing it down is the global slowdown that has been juiced by cheap money, monetary meth. And now you have a couple of things going on over here. You look at oil prices. Foof. They are diving. You got Brent crude at $58 a barrel. You go back just 2 months ago, October, it was at $85 a barrel. How does that hit global economies? Well, I'll tell you who it hits hard, and that's another thing bringing down the equity markets, are all those energy companies. And all those oil-rich companies that are going poor. Fitch downgrades Oman's debt to junk. Fitch downgraded Oman's credit rating to junk on Tuesday, citing fiscal challenges to the oil producer from volatile crude prices. That's just the beginning. It's a global slowdown. It's as simple as all of that, and no one wants to admit it other than blaming it on trade wars and tariffs. The only thing that this low interest rates have done is artificially prop up the markets. There's a new report out. A decade after the financial crisis, the U.S. economy seems to be firing on all cylinders, with unemployment at a 50-year low and growth hitting its stride. But a deeper look reveals a more troubling picture. Between 2012 excuse me, in 2015, a period when the recovery seemed to be gaining speed, nearly half of all counties nationwide saw flat or declining growth, according to new government data. The Commerce Department figures highlight a stark and worrisome reality. While a handful of places around the U.S. are thriving, most regions are barely trudging ahead. And that trend is creating a widening geographic gap between a relatively few prosperous areas, mostly urban oases, and the desert of stagnation that lies beyond. For many communities, what you've got is a lost decade of economic growth, said John Lettieri, CEO of the Economic Innovation Group, adding that, quote, the top line economy doesn't match the local experiences. And boy, is he right, because you see it all around you. Rising homelessness. Yep. On any given night in the United States, 553,000 people experience homelessness, according to the 2018 Annual Homeless Assessment Report published by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, that was sent to Congress just on Monday. So this isn't like a left-wing organization. Being that HUD did it, you could bet the numbers are a lot worse, probably double or triple. All that this cheap money has done is enrich the very rich. The Jeff Bezos, who clown Cuomo, our governor, gave a $3 billion tax break to build his Long Island City Amazon world right across the East River from the Wall Street gang. $3 billion of our bucks to the richest man in the world. Make them richer. Tax breaks? No, boys and girls and children of all ages. Those aren't tax breaks. Those are tax increases on we the little people to give the money to the very rich. Those jobs that they're going to create, some 15,000 they suggest, or excuse me, that's Google that's going to create those in New York. So this is going to be, you're taking all the vibe out of the city and bringing all these tech cats in. The Amazon jobs are costing us on average, you ready? $48,000 a job. It's fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers. The economic meth that they shot into the bull to keep it running after the markets collapsed in 2008 has only enriched the very rich. And not only in the United States, it's around the world. That's why you see those yellow vests out there taken to the streets in France and now in Belgium. And one country after another, the people struggling to make ends meet. The working class, it's not a working class, we're plantation workers. On the multinational plantations of Slavelandia. That's all it is. Nearly 95% of the jobs created during the Obama administration, folks. Remember how he was always folksing us? Folks. I'm the liary, arrogant, Barack, backtrack Obama, who lied my way into office promising to end the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan And instead, I BS'd all you stupid little clowns that voted for me and had a troop surge in Afghanistan of over 30,000 troops to slaughter more innocent people. Yeah, backtrack Barack, BS Obama, folks. Oh, and folks, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, yeah, Barack Obama, I'm really good at killing people, according to the book Double Down, he said, as he okayed those drone strikes to kill an estimated 4,000 innocent people. Yeah, that Obama. 95% of the jobs created during the Obama administration were part-time, contract, on-call, or temporary. Oh, yeah, folks. And I'm going to destroy Libya, too, because I don't like the way that guy there, Gaddafi, is treating his peoples. Couldn't be because of the oil. Nah. Or they wanted to have a golden R. Nah, nah, that had nothing to do with it. Oh, in Syria, Assad has to go. I'm the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, folks. And you're stupid enough to vote for me and still believe me because I'm an arrogant, arrogant guy. And I shafted you because I also lied to you that I was going to bring those banksters to jail that stole all the money and ruined the lives of millions of people when they lost their homes during the Great Recession. But I didn't bring one bankster to jail. Matter of fact, I brought on that Holder cat. Yeah, Eric Holder. Hold this, Eric. Who's back with the White Shoe Law Firm. White Shoe Boy Law Firm. Oh, Black Cat with White Shoe Boy Law Firm. Perfect. On Wall Street. Six banks convicted of felonies, not one head rolled. But you make sure you pay attention and do everything you should do and never break the law, because we'll enforce it to the fullest extent. But we'll give the big guys a break, as we always do. There's been no recovery. It's a cover-up. Cover-up of cheap dough. Yep, on-call, a temporary work. Referred to as the gig economy. Isn't that great? I got a gig for you. No benefits, no health care, no retirement, no nothing. I'll pay you as little as I can. And this will be just one of the four jobs you have to work at each day to make ends meet. Flexible work. No health care, no benefits, and no dependability. Folks, just 39% of Americans say they have enough savings to cover a $1,000 emergency room visit or a car repair. All this cheap dough only inflated the very rich. Again, I'm not making these numbers up. Maybe Oxfam is. They're the ones that put it out. Eight people have more money than half the world's population combined. And in America, three. Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Bill Gates have more money than 160 million of us, half of America's population. It's Slavelandia. We're just workers on a multinational plantation. What's going on around the world is very important. It's not happening in the States. Why? Number of reasons. All you people that tune into Gary Null, There's no one that I know. And by the way, I have an honorary doctorate in complementary medicine from the National University of Health Sciences. And the first book I worked on back in the 1980s was Natural Healing, a Warner book. I know a little bit about this stuff. But no one that I know knows more than Gary Null when it comes to health and nutrition. No one even close. So look at the health of America. Matter of fact, it's one of our top trends for 2019. Ready to explode. And that's just one of them. Economic 9/11. Get high, get healthy. Oh, we just heard that our Governor Cuomo is going to decide to legalize marijuana. Isn't it something that we have political clowns telling us what's legal and not? This is the same guy that called it a gateway drug at one time. Yeah, if you smoke a joint, you'll be doing heroin quick. Yeah, grow up. Why should I? I'm born on third base like my brother Chrissy over there on CNN, and we both thought we hit a home run because our daddy was Mario, and maybe I'd be sweeping streets rather than playing governor if it wasn't for him, because I'm an arrogant guy that tells everybody what to do. And it's like that across this country. One arrogant moron telling we the people what we should do. I know. You love Nancy out of her mind, Pelosi. No. I'm a Democrat. I like little Chucky Schumer or Diane Not So Feinstein. I'm a Republican. I look up to Mitch McConnell. And Lindsay, did you come out of the closet yet, Graham? A freak show. I don't mention little Paulie Ryan over there. The head of the House is retiring this year. He's going to go back where it is that he's going to be playing Eddie Munster again in a new TV show. I'm a jerk and you believe in vote for me. And make my life easy. I never have to work again a day in my life because of all the dough that you've given me. Never had a real job in my life either. Look at my resume. Been sucking off the public tit all my life. Like the rest of them, career politicians, career lowlives. Again, Google up the definition of politician. A person that's manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. So here we go. Going into 2019, we just published our top 10 trends. Megatrends, actually, for 2019. And you can get them by subscribing to the Trends Journal at trendsjournal.com. Trendsjournal.com. Will you read and learn? Will you have history before it happens? Money-back guarantee. There's nothing out there that comes close to what we're putting out. Nothing. So, that'll be out shortly. It's out now, and you can get it by going to trendsresearch.com. You know, some of the other trends we're looking at, human waves, the migrant and refugee trend, just beginning. Just the beginning. One after another. Economic 9/11, getting high, getting healthy. That has to do with marijuana, as I said, and also hemp. And those that have the hippest hemp products are going to make a lot of dough. This thing is just beginning. We're in 1933, and they just made prohibition, or just ended prohibition. It's the same thing here. This thing is going to explode in both health products and getting high products. Again, we don't give financial advice, but whew, this is one to watch. And again, we were one of the first. Back in 2016, to write about and forecast where this trend is going. So, the top trends of 2019, it's a rocky road ahead. I've been at this for 38 years. And never, ever have I seen so many underlying socioeconomic and geopolitical trends with such great implications that we're seeing develop in 2019. So what the Trends Journal does is help you prepare, prevail, and prosper in these times ahead. And these times are a rocky road, as I said. I've never, ever, ever seen anything like this in my 38 years of trend forecasting. And again, the new Trends Journal, top 10 trends, just came out. And among them, as I said, the economic 9/11, human waves, censorship, 2019. Bye-bye, boomers, the baby boomer generation of babies no more. From Davy Crockett and Leave It to Beaver to Dick Clark, the Beatles, and Motown. They're heading to a no-town, a lot of them. So, they're broke, busted, overweight. And many of them will live with their children, die at home, or end up as inmates in nursing homes. And there's also going to be the boomers that live healthy, wealthy, and wise lives. All that in your Trends Journal and much, much more. So, a lot of this, of course, is dependent upon what happens with the global economy. And as I mentioned, there's a slowdown, and it's a real one. From Janet Yellen, we're warning former Fed chair about all those collateralized loan obligations by the big companies that want to borrow a lot of money that built up all that debt to add on to the $250 trillion worth of global debt. And the debt burden is just going to keep getting bigger. If they raise interest rates, you got to pay more on that debt loan, don't you? So what will the Fed do later today? Here's our bet. We're betting that they're going to come out with a very dovish report for next year. They'll raise them this year, 25 basis points. But that will be the end of it for a while. They'll pick up as they're doing in Europe, where the European Central Bank said, maybe we're not going to raise interest rates until possibly the summer of 2019. Because they just downgraded growth in the European Union. And they have negative interest rates already. Negative interest rates. Can't make this stuff up. So by lowering rates, the Fed has room to rejuice the economy with more monetary meth. And they're going to shoot it up again. And it'll keep the scam going for another little while. And people will buy into it. Like any other addict At some point, you OD. And they're ready to OD shortly. So stay tuned for this afternoon. It's a big one. So we're going to take a break now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. And with more trends for 2019 and beyond.
This is PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
As a gadget guy, but I love gadgets that really do the trick, like the new app. The Progressive Radio Network has an app, thanks to our friends at Audio Now. Hey, this is Mark Farrell, host of Insight on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we broadcast live out of New York City. But if you can't catch the show live, no frets. It's always archived. It's always on the app. Download it now, listen later, whenever you want. The Progressive Radio Network app is available from our friends at Audio Now. Check it out.
I'm Dr. Peter Bregan, the psychiatrist who doesn't believe in psychiatric drugs and psychiatric diagnoses. I think they do more harm than good. And emotional problems don't come from our genetics or our chemistry. They come from our fears and our uncertainties about engaging life in a loving, rational way. Every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. New York time, I interview fellow pioneers in the human sciences. Call in to ask questions or share your views on 888-874-4888 to talk with me and my guests live on the air on Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. New York time. Join me on PRN.FM.
PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
And he will always mix the flour in the pan. If you marry the baker boy, he'll have the cannoli in his hand. Oh, mama, la 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 la. Oh, mama, la 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 la.
Luna Mezzemara, mamma mia. Oh, yeah. Louis Prima. Hey, did you hear about President Putin over there in Russia? He complained about rap music. And he said it's hurting the culture. And I agree with him. I really do. I got my own rap, man. Don't want to hear anybody else's. Save it for yourself, Jack. I don't tune in music to be told what to think and how to think. So save your rap for yourself. No, man, it's my rap. It's calling me on my cell phone. Big deal. You call that music? I'm with Putin on that one. Bring back some boogie and jive, because it's gone. Matter of fact, that's one of our top trends for 2019. Blessed are the geeks. You know, in the King James Bible, they say, the meek shall inherit the earth. Well, as we've identified in the top trends for 2019, King James got that spelling wrong. The geeks have inherited the earth. The only thing changed from Steve Jobs to Zuckerberg was their T-shirts went from black to blue. No style, no grace, not a drop of boogie, not an ounce of jive. And it shows throughout the culture. So I'm with Putin when he says, bring back real music. Yeah, everything is, you know, synthetic. Artificial intelligence. Isn't that great? Why have real intelligence when it can be artificial? Throw away those artificial flowers, those dumb flowers. Yeah, that was a Bobby Darin song. Somewhere beyond the sea. My buddy Kenny Young, who I went to Nepal with, just got back last week, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half, whatever it was. He wrote Under the Boardwalk, and he used to work, actually, for Bobby Darin Publishing. At the Flatiron Building back in the day. when music was music, and now it's just bad rap. So I'm with Putin on that one. And if anybody'd like to call, the number is 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. So, moving along and on to the war front. Yeah, America's at it, man. Bombs away. Bombs away over there in Somalia. Yeah, they killed about 62, but they were all, like tells you, they were all ISISs. We got them ISISs, guys. What are you doing over there? Mind your own business. How dare you go there? That's what America's become. The warlords. Murdering people around the world. And nobody complains about it. Bombing kills 62 in Somalia. Amid escalating U.S. scramble for Africa. The U.S. military's Africa Command, AFRICOM. AFRICOM. How about AFRICOM? Claimed on Monday to have killed 62 members of the Al-Shabaab Islamic Militia. Bum-ba-da-bum! In a series of 6 airstrikes over the weekend. Isn't that great, huh? That you paid for and I paid for. Oh, now we got that new $750 billion defense budget to even slaughter more people around the world. You support it, you're an accessory to crime. Like giving weapons and money to a person that's going to murder another innocent person. Whether you give it to the Pentagon, the government, and don't protest it, or give it to a murderer to go kill an innocent person, you are an accessory to the crime. And that's a fact, Jack. One murderous war after another. And nobody cares in this country, except, of course, we do, with Occupy Peace, Occupy Peace, OccupyPeace.com, or OccupyPeace.us, same one, same place, and the same purpose. Bring home the troops. Secure the homeland and rebuild our rotted infrastructure. Put them to work with a Work Troops Progress Administration. Give them skills that they could use after they get out of the service. No foreign entanglement. Afghan airstrikes kills 55 militants. Yeah, right. Hey, but the good news is U.S. preparing for full withdrawal from Syria. That's what the report is. Boy, that's a positive one. And again, if it's true, hand it to Trump. Again, I call the issues. I don't believe in a party or a person. By their deeds, you shall know them. Totally against Trump, what he's done with Israel, moving the embassy into Jerusalem, his war against, war of words and sanctions, which are wars against Iran, totally opposed. Totally in favor of restoring our tax, or tariffs rather, to protect American jobs. President Trump on Wednesday morning signaled that U.S. troops will soon fully withdraw from Syria. We have defeated ISIS in Syria. My only reason for being there during the Trump presidency, Mr. Trump tweeted. Bravo, if this is true. He's the only president that's done that since George should be in jail. The lying SOB Bush lied us into both the Afghan war and the Iraq war. So this is a big positive. And you got to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. Don't vote for Mr. In-Between. Yep, that's a real positive, and that's a real movement toward peace. Bravo, Trump. Bravo, Trump. Because the war again, this war machine, is just taking over the nation. And the war machine should be stopped. And we could do it. We the people can do it. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women. Samuel Adams. So again, if anybody would like to call, have any questions regarding the economy or anything else, 888-874-4888. Let's take a look, see what's going on over there on a Wall of Street. There we go. Gold. Huh. $12.59. And you know, if you've been listening to trends this week, I've been saying the bottom of gold was $1,200, hit $1,185. It looks like it's popped above that. It has to go to $1,450 an ounce before it gains real strength. We believe when it goes to $1,450 an ounce, it will skyrocket to $2,000+. And on the equity front, Dow's still up, pretty strong, 170 points. NASDAQ up, S&P up. But we're going to know more later today when the Fed comes out and says what their plans are for the coming year. So we believe they're going to be very, very dovish on raising interest rates. That had been my forecast, by the way, since February. That when the stock market slows down, so too will the Fed's aggressiveness in raising interest rates. Current events form future trends. You just look at the data. This is in the United States, single-family home construction tumbles. Single-family housing starts fell more than 13% last month from a year earlier, according to the Census Bureau. So they might even be worse than that. Building permits for future construction were down 2%. So what you see is that they got higher mortgage rates, and they're only at a 5% 30-year mortgage, which isn't high. But only half of Americans, because of the numbers I showed you, can afford a house around the $230,000 mark. Can you imagine $230,000 for a home? God, there used to be a mansion when I was a kid. Inflation, thanks to the Federal Reserve. You know, when that low life, may he rot in hell, Woodrow Wilson, the former president of Princeton, you know my saying, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. I say he should rot in hell for getting us into World War I, totally unnecessary war, and ruining the lives of hundreds of thousands of doughboys, as they call them, and slaughtering millions of people, helping the slaughter of millions of people. But he also gave us the Federal Reserve. The banksters took over the nation. Throughout the entire 1800s, that was an issue of a central bank and was fought until Woodrow, may he rot in hell, Wilson, pushed it through. And when you look at the real data, the value of the dollar has declined over 95% since that time. So the reason the housing market's going down, single-family home construction is tumbling, is they even can't afford to buy a home and paying a couple of bucks more a month with interest rates going up. And you're looking at the home builders' stocks. They're way down there in bear territory. Bear territory is down 20%. Their stocks are down in the 30% range and getting worse. So that's what you have going on. The world can't take higher interest rates. But again, on a higher note, it's really great news that the United States is preparing for full withdrawal from Syria after Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, and all of those the Obama people kept saying, and Kerry, I forgot about him, what a clown, Kerry, John Kerry. Assad has to go. 600,000 Syrian people killed. Tens of millions displaced and refugees. Finally, the senseless war coming to an end. Remember that Kosovo war that Slick Willie Clinton signed? And now Kosovo wants to build their own army. And now this provocation is building between them and Serbia. And it's heating up over there in Ukraine. And most Americans think that Russia invaded Ukraine. It was the United States government under the Obama administration that helped overthrow the democratically elected government of Yanukovych in Ukraine in 2014. The Nobel Peace or Crap Prize winner. And there are peace talks going on with Afghan, the Taliban, and the United States. So maybe there'll be a pullout there too. The media, the left, they should all be cheering this, that progress of peace is being made. But it's not, because they hate Trump so much. Again, by their deeds you shall know them. I don't believe in any president or person, and certainly not a political party. Who could join a political party with these stupid little narrow platforms? Why can't you join a think for yourself party? This should be cheered all over the media. But you can bet it's not. In fact, they'll probably try to come up with more and more reasons to discredit Trump for this. Meanwhile, when all else fails, they take you to war. And now we're hearing that from Nuts Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, who's saying Hezbollah's tunnels are an act of war. And you do know that Netanyahu and his wife are under investigation. So to get the people's minds off the problems, they send you to war, like they did with George W. Bush, whose popularity ratings were tanking. But then after 9/11, the biggest spike in popularity of any modern-day president when he took us to war against Afghanistan. So Trump is doing this. Netanyahu, Trump, Greenberg, Iceberg, what's the difference? They're good buddies. Here, this is how CNN reports the Trump pullback. Exactly what I said. Trump orders troops from Syria in apparent reversal. Breaking news. A withdrawal of ground forces could fulfill a major goal of Syria, Iran, and Russia, and risks diminishing U.S. influence in the region. Look at these low-life CNN cartoon news network clowns. Rather than cheering it, diminishing U.S. influence in a region, hey, got some. You have no business influencing the region. Could you get that in your head? Could you abide by what this Constitution and the Founding Fathers gave us? No foreign entanglements, you little CNN clowns. What, are they going to pull out that little lemon to shoot his mouth off? Or maybe Anderson Cooper, another guy born on third base, arrogant as can be. His mama was a Vanderbilt. Yep. Oh, by the way, also CIA trained Cooper. Anderson crap Cooper. Don Lemon, perfect man. Doesn't get much more sour than that. Little Chrissy Cuomo, what a, how could anybody watch this garbage? And they complain about Fox. Again, none of them work for me, except, I have to say, Judge Andrew Napolitano. He calls it like he sees it. Straight ahead cat. And he's saying Trump's in a lot of trouble. And he's, you know, whether it's the Huffington Post, the Drudge Report, they're quoting him. He's a man who I know well, personally, and nobody could buy him out. Nobody. Bruce from Tennessee. Let's see what Bruce has to say in Tennessee. How you doing there, Bruce?
Well, Nero, kudos to you for being back on Progressive Radio Network. You're a chanticleer and a clarion's call to common sense and the clear thinking. You know, one overriding question that I have in my mind is that there is no anger in the United States. We have movements in Europe taking place, the yellow vests and opposition as a raising, excuse me, in Great Britain and Belgium, and but not in this country. And I don't understand why. We seem to be in a very ultra-conservative mode. Praise the flag, apple pie, and Donald Trump. I want your thoughts on that, sir.
Well, we write about this in the Trends Journal. We call it America. One of the top trends is America, Puritan 2.0. And we talk about how in the last midterm election, not one word about the wars going on from either the Democrats or the Republican candidates. Not a peep. Not a peep about it, but all identity politics. And that's what America's become, an identity politic nation. So you could put on, you know, pink hats, do anything that you want, but don't really do anything. And let's really attack other issues like, baby, it's cold outside. And the guy's, you know, trying to talk to the woman that's staying. And it's a love song. But now they've made that a sexist song. So the reason there's no fight, Bruce, is because the people have lost it and they put their attention in another area because they're too cowardly to fight. And again, go back. I was talking earlier about the trade wars, which there aren't. Go back to the Battle of Seattle under the Clinton administration. Hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets against the World Trade Organization, when China was just a minor player in it. And then Clinton brought them in, and now they're the second largest economy in the world. And from going to next to nothing to compare to our GDP, now there's 63% of it, and in several years they'll be above us. There was a drive, but they killed that Battle of Seattle. People forget about it because they brought in the agents provocateurs. Those guys in great
shape.
They
did the same thing with the 1%. They did the same thing with the 1% here a few years ago in New York City.
Yeah. But the people have lost the fight. Again, they're physically, emotionally, and spiritually out of shape as I see it. And again,
well,
that's just my take on it. So thank you very much. And coming up to the Christmas holiday, wishing you all a Merry Christmas, Buon Natale, and a happy holiday season. And just so you know, this may be the last time you hear me on Progressive Radio Network because of what I'm about to say. Christmas, I know it's more about Black Friday, and of course we have to change that name because that's racist, about people going out and wasting their money to get a deal on the day after Thanksgiving to buy stuff. It was about the birth of Jesus Christ. And I'm not making a religious statement here, although I was, you know, raised Catholic. I don't believe in the, you know, what's going on now with the church. But if we're celebrating Christmas and celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, he was the Prince of Peace. Peace. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men and women. How about bringing that back into the Christmas spirit? I know, Santa's important. That's all I loved as a kid. And loved getting those toys and all those gifts. But as an adult, you know, you look at it differently. So during this Christmas season, if you would be generous enough to give the gift of peace and help us with Occupy Peace, it's very important. OccupyPeace.us or OccupyPeace.com. It's the only peace movement with an action plan for peace. And happy holidays to everyone else. And I thank you all for what you do on Progressive Radio Network, Gary Nolan, for all the listeners. And your dedication to helping and buying those great products that Gary Noll sells and offers. So again, remember the Prince of Peace, he became violent one time, picked up a whip to drive their money changers out of the temple. And today, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to hear from our top money changer, central bank leader, Jerome Powell, to tell us what's coming next and how they're going to shaft us in the future. So this is Gerald Celente. Trends this week. See you soon.